listening to the Hooked On Learning Podcast, where we discuss all things related to continuous improvement. And now to your host, Jesse Marcotte.
All right. Hello and welcome to the first ever podcast of Hooked On Learning. So you might ask yourself, why are we doing a podcast and how does this fit into what we're doing? Well, you don't have to look any further than the mission statement. In the mission statement, we outline three organizational values, and one of those values is continuous improvement. In order to continuously improve, we need a few things. One, we need a purpose. Two, we need an audience. And three, we need the ability to reach our audience through numerous formats, especially seeing as we only continue to get busier and busier, both in the station and out of the station. With continuous improvement in mind, we set out to really improve communication and decision-making. And one of the programs that really seemed to make a lot of sense was the Company Officer Series. So as we embark on this journey of Company Officer 1 and 2 through the state of Michigan using the state curriculum, we realized that it may be important for people to get a refresher or a reboot or hear things in a slightly different way than it's presented in the classroom. So with that in mind, we've sought out to do this podcast. And this podcast hopefully is successful. You'll be hearing from different people throughout the course of this class and throughout the course of this podcast. So what we're going to do to get started is really cover the beginning and the real essence of why we're here. And that is to identify the importance of the company officer. Company officers are really responsible for so many different things due to the uniqueness of our field in being a fire and emergency medical services provider. We really have to have the perfect combination of confidence and competence to make sure that we're addressing everything in the way that it needs to be addressed in a respectful and professional and intelligent manner to make smart and well-managed decisions when we're on scene of an incident, especially as that increases in its complexity. So what I like to say about a company officer is that it's their job to set the tone. And sometimes when you look back in history, you can see times or moments where the tone was not set properly. And the way I like to refer to this is as a vehicle. So if you think of a company officer as a vehicle itself, and that vehicle is designed to get one group from point A to point B in the safest, most efficient, and most effective way possible, that means that that vehicle is going to have to provide direction. It's going to have to understand the tempo. So basically, being a company officer, what we're saying is you have to know when to be a gas pedal and you have to know when to be a brake. Sometimes it's important tempo-wise to step on that gas pedal and speed things up and get everybody moving not only in the right direction, but at the right tempo. Conversely, sometimes we're moving too fast and things are going on all around us and it's easy to develop tunnel vision and be that moth to the flame. And in those instances, we have to know when to be the brake and to pump the brakes and slow things down and make sure we all are indeed headed in the right direction. And, you know, on scene, it's good, it's easy to correlate this directly to something that's happening on the emergency scene. But it's also important for the company officer to peel things back and understand what's going on back at the station, because a lot of times the things that occur at the station are precursors to what's going on scene. So, for example, if we talk about motivation and setting the tone and the importance of the company officer, and we're sticking with the vehicle, sometimes, depending on the day, your car just won't start, right? And as you're trying to start this car, you're trying to diagnose what the problem is, and that can be coming from so many different places. Now, of course, we're all different in our diagnostic capabilities, so it's important to know the audience and understand the shift as a group of people, because as the company officer, you are directly going to oversee the application of personnel, of training, of equipment, of apparatus, and it's your job to resolve those issues that are faced by our agency, and not only internally, but to act as the contact to all of our fire department customers. And because of that, as company officers, we need to understand our position and our responsibilities as they relate to leadership, ethical behavior, and supervisory skills. Of course, as one moves up the chain, so to speak, and becomes promoted, It's also important that we are always striving to adopt the appropriate level of humility and respect for those who we are working with. And frankly, we are working for. As we continue to progress through our careers and we fill different roles and responsibilities, we're really serving our peers as well as the public. And it's important for us to lead by example. With that being said, one of the other analogies I like to use is that of a compass. So a compass is well known and well respected as providing direction, not just any direction, but the appropriate direction. And that's really the job of the company officer, is to provide direction in a way that facilitates everybody getting to the same point. And along our journey, it is easy sometimes to stray a couple degrees off course. And a lot of times, fortunately, we end up learning from those situations. But as the company officer, it is important to provide that direction day in and day out. And that starts with setting the tone and understanding the importance and just how critical the company officer is to the mission of the fire department. And that mission is to provide the highest possible level of fire and emergency medical services to those who live, work, and play within our community. As we continue on through this series, I look forward to all of the feedback. I look forward to all the people who will participate in this, both as an interviewer and as an instructor. So buckle up, and here we go. Let's enjoy the ride. Thank you for listening to the Hooked on Learning podcast. Until next time, be smart.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.